Okay, guys, welcome back to part two of Tasia's reading. This is the part where I'm going to listen to part one if you haven't already for the psychic part of the reading segment. I'm going to do a bit more of that in here, but I'm going to Google see if I can get a photo of Tasia. And if I get any insights off the photo or I find some factual information on the net, which sometimes is as a bit of an oxymoron, you know, some articles are full of shit, some don't spell names correctly. I'm going to see what's out there and just see if they found her, what's going on. So if you haven't heard part one, stop this, go listen to that and come back. But I'm about to Google her. So this website that I got her information off is the Wyoming DCI, I think it's the government homepage, or like a, missing persons task force or a department or a website, like something like that. It's an official one. There's no image. She's amongst a list of other people. It just says missing person, April 22nd, 2023, Wind River Reservation, Fremont County, Wyoming. Tasia Chevelle Trasper, age 14. Last seen, we know April 22nd, 23, on the Wind River Reservation. She's a Native American female, approximately 5'9". She's very tall for her age. 130 pounds with brown eyes and hair. Of course, these may not be accurate, but they probably are. She was last seen wearing ripped jeans, a sweatshirt. Yeah. White shoes. In part one, she showed me white shoes. And glasses. Glasses with clear frames and her hair short with bangs. Okay, she has tattoos on her fingers on one of her hands. Anyone with information, contact. There's a number at the reservation, the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, at 307-777-7181. Okay, I want to Google her. So that's all I started with. No photo or anything. Just gonna paste her name, paste and search her name. Nothing at all, which is typical of these cases. I can't find a photo of her. No photos. This is every time this happens in one of these cases that I read for, these MMIWG cases, every time I search and I don't find any information or a photo, I get a little pissed off. I typically don't get pissed off anymore because I'm spiritual, right? But this just, you've heard me say it, boggles the mind, because, you know, almost any other missing persons or murder case, you can find at least a photo, you can find some information. These cases, I'm finding zip on, you know, on Google. So now I have to deep dive a little bit and try to find what I can. This must just make it impossible for people to help. How are people supposed to find her if they don't know what she looks like? Do you know what I mean? Have you seen this person? What does she look like? Don't know. Don't have a photo. I wonder if he had a different surname. This Trasper feels like a loose fit, or like a kind of like when you take a plaque off a desk and put a new one. Zero photos. I put in Tasia, her last name, Wyoming. Missing? I'll put in missing. Nope. Nothing. If I go to images, let's see what happens. Literally nothing except that website that I read off already. Tasia. How can there be nothing? She's 14 and she went missing like a month ago. Is this something where the reservation maybe doesn't want to share information? Like, is this a cultural thing where they don't share much of this? Is that what this is? As well as media not reporting? Guys. Just the same website keeps coming up. I wonder if I search Facebook, because sometimes Facebook will have a picture. Someone will have posted a picture. But then, wouldn't that come up on Google anyway? Oh, goodness. Tasia. Okay, there's the same information, but there's a post someone has shared to a group. Wait, what? In the missing person's notice, it spells her name, Tasia. But this person wrote Tasha. Could be spell check. Autocorrect, I mean. There's not even... There's no comments on that post either. I can't believe this. Does this happen so much over there that nobody bothers looking or sharing this information? So this post was shared a 4th of May. It's only got 6 likes, 17 shares. Maybe if I search Tasha, maybe they spelled it wrong. I just tried searching Tasha instead. Nope. Oh, sorry, that squeaky sound is my mouse. I can't believe this, but I can. Just... zero information. I can't even see. I recorded another episode for another case, and I ran into the same situation. There was no information to corroborate, so I'm just holding on to that episode until I reached out to someone in particular, another podcast, to find out if they had some information about her. Not this case, a different one. And so I'm just holding on to that episode until I can get further information to go along with it. They haven't replied yet, but I feel like this is going to be a constant, you know, just not having that information. plenty of psychic information, but not much on Google. Oh my goodness. I just realized there's another young girl, age 17, missing the same reservation. There's a typo there. Just a few days later, 4 days later. I'm going to search her name and see if there are... What's a bit? I don't find anything. Oh, wait. What was that? That's interesting. I went to type the second girl's name in, Kiara Fighting Bear. And Chevelle popped up. So I wonder if they're linked in some way. Should remember, pardon me, Chevelle is Tayshia's middle name. There's nothing. Sigh, there's nothing. How can there be nothing? Who is this? That's a different Kiara, obviously. Kiara. There's literally nothing except just a couple of notices. That's it. No photos, no nothing. No news articles. Click news. Nothing. Wait, who's this? Kiara Fighting. Is this Kiara Fighting Bear? Okay. There might be some TikTok videos. I'm going to take a listen. You guys won't hear it. I can hear it in my headphones. Kiara Fighting Bear. What is this? Wait, no. That's not the video I was looking for. I'm just gonna search in TikTok and see what comes up. Not that TikTok's the greatest place for factual information. Found this with another case that occasionally people will post like notices on TikTok that these people are missing. So Tayshia, is she on here? Okay, there was just another person talking about their missing friend, but I don't think they're... Okay. She's talking about someone called Taya. What is this? I don't think it's related. No, that's a different person. Okay. Let's try Kiara. Kiara fighting bear. Missing. You know what else I've come across when searching for these people? Just how many other people are missing. That was a weird noise. Okay. KF. I also wonder if sometimes they find these people but don't post the updates. You know what I mean? I wonder if they were friends. I don't know. Either way, it's sad. Maybe I have to just come back and see if I find any information or you know how I was talking about some of these girls being so young but not looking their age? This is exactly the energy I'm getting, like 14 and 17, but they don't look it. Either way, very beautiful. Okay, so what I'm going to do instead of like keeping you guys hanging on here, I'm going to try one more time to find some information on Google for this case I'm reading for. If I don't find it, then I'll just delete it and come back to it. I'm just gonna check that podcast. If you haven't heard of it, or know which one I'm talking about, it's called We Are Resilient. You should definitely give them a like, follow. Why can't I click on that? Podcast? Okay. The website's not loading very well. And it usually does. So, what I'm trying to do is find out if they've done an episode on... in this case. I'm wondering if this is a situation where Google hasn't done its job and brought up the information I'm looking for. right, guys, thank you for listening. I'll keep you updated and post when I can. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.